The Bush administration says it will talk to North Korea but not negotiate.
NPR News analyst Daniel Shore.
What it does not say is that it has already been talking to North Korea through South Korea, which is not so much speaking for its American ally as trying to keep the lid on confrontation through mediation. The International Atomic Energy Agency says that North Korea has one last chance to dismantle its nuclear weapons program and let the inspectors back in, but it sets no deadline. When the Pyongyang government says that sanctions will mean war, the IAEA says, who mentions sanctions? If this is the awesome American empire that Michael Ignatieff described in the New York Times magazine last Sunday, it is a strange empire. America may have 5 global military commands and deploy carrier battle groups in every ocean, but it is learning to lower its voice a little when it addresses a foundering little communist principality on the edge of Asia left over from the Cold War. Notice how the mighty empire's rhetoric has changed since last October, when North Korea confirmed a nuclear weapons program, news so dismaying that the Bush administration withheld it from Congress for 12 days. Axis of evil appellation seems to be on hold. President Bush has not lately been announcing how much he loathes Kim Jong-il for starving his own people. The reason is clear. Every nation with a nuclear weapon is a superpower in terms of its ability to deliver devastation. The real American empire existed only when America enjoyed a nuclear monopoly from 1945 until 1949, when the Soviet Union tested its first nuclear bomb. Since then, the nuclear club has expanded to include Britain, France, China, Israel, India, and Pakistan. The club has tried to restrict its membership list through pledges of non-proliferation, no sharing of nuclear weapons know-how with outsiders. Non-proliferation becomes especially crucial in the age of Al-Qaeda, when a terrorist organization could become a nuclear power. Intelligence sources differ on whether North Korea already has deliverable nuclear weapons or how close it is to having one. Either way, non-proliferation, a long word for the safety of the world, stands at a fateful juncture when the American empire may not be able to afford the luxury of loathing Kim Jong-il. This is Daniel Shore.